Oh. Man Revolution, Volume 5, Episode 68.
So close.
Wow.
Oh, we're back! Back again! Back on a Brudgecast Saturday. Oh, Lord. It is one of those times where we have breakfast foods, breakfast meats, cocktails, more cocktails.
Sometimes wine.
Wine. Sometimes wine. French 75s. Sometimes I had an Aperol Spritz in the middle. You guys had Ancho Reyes. Ancho Reyes, which yeah. is
Prosecco. Super good. Two bottles of Prosecco.
No judge.
We're not counting.
No, we're not counting. No one should count.
It's fine.
Yeah, counting is for cowards.
Besides, after you had what we drank, it's hard to count.
It is, yeah, yeah. And we are all triple fisting today,
yeah.
So it'll be fun to see. It is only. Oh shit! I didn't do the calculation. I'm gonna have to do math in my head. Hold on.
Did you not do it?
I'm gonna do math in my head. Hold on, I got it.
Oh, it's easy.
986.
There you go.
Yeah.
How perfect is that?
So
68 for my birth year and 86 for 47. That's perfect.
Yeah. Hey, Canadian, what are we drinking?
we are drinking an orange 86.
Orange 86. Yeah.
You've heard of a French 75. This is that.
Orange 86.
Yeah. And what is in that, sir?
It's beautiful. Yeah. Some Ancho Reyes, 3/4 of an ounce. Some pineapple rum.
Very good.
From
Palms.
Which is super good. It's super cheap. It's super good.
It tastes like the worst hangover of your life, yeah. But it's delicious.
For an ounce. And an ounce of the Patron orange liqueur.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good.
Which is where the orange comes from.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
And we also have, as part of our triple fisting, mm-hmm. which I haven't gotten to yet, the Hakata 18 on sherry casks, which is... dark as the soul at this point.
Like, I have a running
and the
bit.
Legs.
The legs are crazy.
Oh my god!
I have a bit with dark beer where I shine a flashlight into it to see how deep into the beer the light goes.
Yeah,
this whiskey might pass the light.
No,
test.
I don't think so because I can read through it, but it's close. It's very
so
dark.
Dark.
Yeah, it's
also
very dark.
Also, has an interesting sort of reddish color. It's not just
it's
in
not
the
that
comrade's
tan.
Tulip
it's,
glasses that he gave me for my birthday, which
Happy
is
birthday.
Great. Hey, it's my birthday!
Double birthday thing,
comrade. It's my birthday. That's my favorite story.
This is so. Rich,
so rich
and good.
It's like maple syrup almost. Yeah. It's like that whole.
Many years ago, for my own birthday, I bought myself a bottle of cognac, XO Hardy cognac, that was the same age as I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's whiskey, so it's not quite the same, but they both have that same because you mentioned it earlier, a silky kind of maple syrupy aspect to it.
Yeah.
That I think all of the best aged liquors have.
Yeah.
It's something about even the harshness, even the spice of the bourbon is just kind of smooth in a beautiful way. It's phenomenal.
It has none of that scotch.
No,
yes.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's
it
not
has
it's,
none.
Yeah.
But that's one of the hallmarks.
It's not astringent.
But that's
yeah.
one of the hallmarks of Japanese whiskey, in my opinion.
It's super smooth.
You know, I'm I. Everyone knows my issues with Japan.
Yes.
We all have that thing.
It's fine.
But the whiskey that they do put out does have a very clean quality.
Yeah. So my understanding is they mimic. Scotch. Like they start with scotch as the base flavor, and then they do whatever they do to make it their own thing.
Yeah.
So this is very much mimicking a bourbon, not a scotch.
Yeah.
Because it's got the new oak spiciness, but they go for that really clean, really smooth,
and always so every good. Single yeah. every single one. You know, like Niska, Nikit. It begins with an N.
Yeah,
Nikai, Nika. I can't remember what the name of it is.
You got to be careful.
It's like Niska or something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But
I'm not enough of a weeb for this.
But that one is very. It's like you take a sip of it. And it's like, oh, that's a very good Scotch, and then you go, oh, that's gone.
Yeah, it evaporates.
You know, it's like, but that's how good, like very good. What's the rice wine? Sake.
Yeah.
Really good sake is you take a good sip of it and you're like, wow, that's really nice. Oh, now it's gone.
And honestly, this was just a random purchase because it came in a wood box.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, the wood box
and
was very
it
nice.
It looked like it was good.
In a coffin.
It came in a wood box like Ken?
Yeah. I opened it and the whiskey was very dark in the box. And
technically,
I'm like,
Ken comes in a plastic box.
Well, no, you know. Ken
you're welcome.
Ken comes in his hand.
Ken comes in a different box. Is the actual joke? It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm implying that he doesn't actually get any.
No, but he couldn't.
Yeah. Anyway,
Ken was the first day.
The first day of them. Dear Lord. Oh. Well, we are drunk now,
and we're off to the races.
And we're off to the races.
No, the.
And this is how we never can run for office.
You put that, that's, you're so drunk, you put that in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That you put that in the fellow travelers.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's great.
We'll take care of it later.
Yeah.
Anyway, I opened it and there were two things that appealed to me to it. This was a birthday present for me.
It's a rebel. Yeah. It's me. Yeah.
One,
I appreciate
it. It was so dark.
Oh my God.
But also the label was fuzzy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like,
perfect.
Who puts a fuzzy label on a whiskey bottle? This is the best thing. So
yeah.
It's a sensory paradise.
Fuzzy label. Yeah.
But it's got a very earthy flavor to it, but the sherry
really
comes
nice.
Through. It's awesome.
But you know what? It is.
By the way, this is why we're friends. It's not politics. It's the alcohol.
Yeah,
it's
really is. Yeah. So 986 days until the current asshole is out of fucking office.
As I like to say in our show notes, until the legally defined end of this presidential term.
Yeah.
Whether or not that happens is a different statement.
And looking at the current southern maps, I have no idea what's going on.
And
because
the Supreme Court.
And the court, yeah.
Hey, we should drink beer.
We should drink beer. Yeah, I have Molson Canadian along with other distributions of beverages. Yeah, because the Canadian left the Canadians here last week.
I did.
That's why we're sharing the one that you are pouring, sir.
Yeah. My glass says three beers strong.
Yes.
Not beers that I've got three of.
Hang on. So go ahead. The comrade is now pouring the second beer of the beers. So there you go. All right. So I have an 8645. No, it's a
orange
French
86.
An orange 86. The
8645 is technically correct.
Yeah. Some of the whiskey from the Japanese, and this other thing that the comrade's pouring, and I'll let the comrade describe it.
This is the Founder's Breakfast Stout, courtesy of the Canadian. Yeah. If you've not had it and you like modern stouts, you're wrong. Try this instead.
Yeah.
What's the brunch stout? The brewery for that one. It's British, right?
Funky Buddha had one that was really
impossible
good.
To find. No. It's a really limited release.
Is it Thomas Hardy?
No. We used to get it at Red Light.
If you want Thomas Hardy, I got a line on that.
Yeah, we know those guys. it's
older than my children.
But you have the founders. You have the founders.
Matter.
We'll get to it.
This is the Founder's Breakfast Stout, and it is a double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout. There is no lactose anywhere in this, nor should there ever be in a stout.
Yeah.
It is a milkshake coffee drink.
Wow.
Beer.
Yeah. Wow.
It substitutes oatmeal for milk for lactose. And
this is before the lactose was a thing.
Yeah, it really was.
So the difference is, instead of getting and weird milk proteins, you get dark, bitter smoothness.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Instead of getting the Canadian has to run to the bathroom full of gas,
yes.
You get really good flavors.
A delicious beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so good.
This is such a good beer. And it's not everywhere.
No, it's hard to find.
I was on a mission from God to find some dry Curacao,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I stopped by every liquor store in the area, and nobody had any, but they did have Founder's Breakfast out because I always check.
Yeah,
and it was there.
Oh,
it's interesting because the stores I have access to conveniently. They all have that stupid dragon's milk or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That one's awful. Terrible. It's terrible.
If you like barrel that, aged. Again, you're wrong.
Oh, I'm founders. Quadruple fisting. I just realized I'm quadruple fisting.
I count four. Yeah. Four, yeah. Look at you, birthday
got,
boy.
Woo! He's got the Canadian in his
He's got that Canadian in him.
Yeah. Yeah. She sucks like a Hoover. She's from Vancouver.
Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah.
Poetry.
Yep. Yep.
So on that note,
hey, nothing happened this week, so we're all good. This is my favorite part in this time of the year.
That said, cheers.
I did. That was me. Yeah, I put that on there.
I know.
Yeah. Oh. So it's one of those days, you know, that it's funny because this past week was one of those things that just kills me. Oh, no, that's my Molson.
This.
It's my phone.
See. I see. I understand. Okay.
I'm watching Twitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I figured it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm keeping track of everything now.
Yep.
Because that's too far. Oh, that's too far away.
So we've got the Strait of Hormuz is opened, but also double secret closed.
Oh no! So did you see the remarks by the European Union? About
always a good sign
about the satellite imagery from the Gulf, the entire Gulf area. You haven't seen that?
No.
So the United States, we closed down all of the satellite imagery. There's no satellite imagery. So if you go on Google or if you go on any of the mapping things, you will not see anything about the satellite imagery.
There'll be new satellite.
No, it's we're at war, not at war, whatever. But you can't see satellite imagery right now. So the European Union is like, bet
we have satellites too.
22 bases in the Middle East.
U.S. bases?
U.S. bases are showing, and they showed the dirty secret that is currently happening.
Which is?
All of them were hit by Iranian missiles.
Yeah.
Every last one. Mm-hmm. KC-30s, refueling jets, are falling out of the sky.
Really?
They're flying around, and then they no longer exist. So we are so far. So Operation Patriot Freedom, what are they calling it, where to keep people from...
Operation Orange Nutsack, I think.
Orange Nutsack, is that what
it is? I think it's Operation Bend Over Peg.
Yeah, Bend Over Pegging, that's nice too, yeah. But whatever the current operation is...
Iranian Peg.
Iranian Pegging. But whatever the operation is, I think it's like
red,
white, and blue shield, which is what Pete Hegseth said it was.
Does that mean we should send Kristi Noemann first?
Kristi Noemann doesn't exist anymore.
She's the American
Shield Maiden of the Americas. Yeah.
If she's there, nobody gets hit.
Was it Operation Dalkon Shield? Is that what
they're doing? Oh, Jesus. But the sad part is that, you know, we have so many parts of our, like, bases that are decimated.
Yeah.
And they're not telling the American people because, we won. Everything is won. We destroyed them on day one. But the problem that is occurring is our Secretary of Defense is going in front of Congress to answer the simple question.
Yeah.
So are we at war or are we not at war? That's literally the question they're asking him.
Hey, what's the consequences if he lies?
Nothing.
Literally nothing right now. Yeah, yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it should be he gets prison.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, don't worry. The Hague's going to get him. Don't worry.
We don't. The U.S. doesn't subscribe to the Hague.
The Hague is going to get you.
Let's review that. If somebody opens a Interpol warrant for his arrest, then if he sets foot in a country that recognizes that
Interpol
arrest warrant,
oh god, that Orange 86 is so good.
Then he can be arrested and sent to the Hague.
Yeah, yeah. So, we should ask Netanyahu about that.
Exactly. That's why Netanyahu flies around the Horn of Africa to try to get anywhere,
and then he lands in Germany for 2 weeks and then leaves.
Yeah,
but I guarantee you, he never left anywhere around his own private.
I bet he stayed in his plane.
He stayed in his plane, so, or was immediately
he
moved
might have been
to
helicoptered to the
embassy.
The embassy,
it has happened previously to other people, and maybe Netanyahu has enough pull still so that they don't enforce it. Where their jets flying over like French airspace, for example,
right,
have been forced down.
Yeah.
So they could arrest the person in the plane.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you say maybe Netanyahu has leverage. I do think he does have the Epstein files.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does. Mm-hmm. He does.
All of them.
And I imagine there's not just high up Americans in those.
Oh no.
The EU is, you know, to their credit, showing the rest of the Western world what real government looks like by cracking down on the assholes they can verify. Yeah.
Every time someone comes out is like, hey, this guy was in the Epstein. Oh, he's in prison.
It was the former king of Norway was one of them. Yep. And like the Norwegians were like, absolutely not. Get that motherfucker out of here.
And so they all know if that comes out, it's like, dude, my time's up. So they're
game over, man.
Easily blackmailed.
Yep.
Maybe we should get rid of them all.
Yeah, you know, it'd be nice if we just released all the unredacted Epstein files.
Yeah.
And I understand that what that does is it does increase risk to victims. So
I'm sorry, comrade, let me raise my hand for a second here. Legally, they are like five months overdue.
I'm aware.
In releasing those files.
Yeah. So Pam Bondi should be in prison.
Absolutely.
For that.
Yep.
But beyond that, what I'm saying is, if we had a third party we could trust to only redact victim lists and nothing else, I would like to be able to release the properly redacted Epstein files. But
here's what we get. Congress.
Mm. Wait.
Yep.
Well, so there's a whole other topic.
Okay. Yeah.
There is a mechanism by which courts do that.
Lies.
Go ahead.
And they do that for like legal reasons, right? Like if you go
almost
seal,
lost Mike 3.
I know. Almost lost Mike 3.
RIP Channel 2.
RIP Channel 2.
RIP Channel 2. Miss Channel 2 so much. Oh, I so much miss it. It's so dead. Oh.
Where they give a third party ruling over what's valid and what's not, right? They do that for if you like stole Rudy Giuliani's
RIP.
Yeah.
Things.
Oh, wait, he's still alive.
He's still around.
Give him a minute.
It's soon to be RIP. Hmm. Then you run it through somebody else to say, well, is that confidential or not, right? Mm-hmm. So you could do that with the Epstein files.
Yeah.
The fact that we don't. RIP? RIP no, headset too?
They're technically not dead, but we'll take them over here. There you go.
Means that that Congress simply doesn't
I'll
want
find them eventually.
To do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's so not to take away from what you're trying to say, but I believe that there's members of Congress who are also on the chopping block on the Epstein files. They can't risk doing it. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, the moment you open up that can of worms, you open up that can of worms. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Twice as nice.
Mine's not updated.
It's fine. So I if you believe that Mike Johnson isn't somehow implicated in them files.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't think he's in the files. I think that his relationship with his son.
His adopted son.
Is a problem. And I think that anybody who has that any form and anything that's in their history that could be questioned might be something that's being held over them.
So I maintain
Micro Johnson has a huge problem.
I maintain. No, he's got a micro problem. That Epstein not so all of Epstein's blacklist blackmail stuff wasn't his own.
Yo, son, why they gotta be black?
All of his negative lists.
Why is negative got to be black? Oh, wait, hold on. Keep going.
No, I think negative, if that's your interpretation is negative is black, then that's on you.
Oh. But everything that's on that list, which is pejorative to the individuals that are on it.
What I'm saying is his blackmail stuff isn't only his own content.
No.
It's also stuff other people have on other people. He was the dirt collector, you will, right? Oh, yeah. He was the guy that traded in dirt.
Oh, big
that's
time.
Why he had billions, nearly billions of dollars.
Well, he had access to billions of dollars. Yeah, so let's be very clear about that.
He was a 100 millionaire, but he wasn't technically a billionaire. But at that point, it doesn't matter.
No.
What he did have access to was billionaires and their money.
So we were talking about this earlier. The difference between someone who has fortune.
Yep.
And someone who has access.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I don't care what your fortune is. That means nothing.
No.
if I have access to your fortune, I have everything.
Yeah. So fortune can buy access, but yes. they're different.
But
they're
access different. But access always buys fortune. Let's put it that way.
They're different. Yeah. They're different commodities.
Big time.
And, right? And honestly, the people with access. So I've converted everybody on the dais here to Behind the Bastards podcast. A common thread in Behind the Bastards in history, the worst people in history, is not that they were capable.
No, they were nobodies.
They were very good at manipulating the wealthy.
Yes.
All of them have a remarkable capacity to bond with the people that can get things done.
Yeah.
Beria in Russia, in the USSR, one of the worst child predators in history.
Oh, my God. That's, my
that's terrible.
He was very good at getting Russian leadership to work with him and allow him to do they all hated him, but he was good at getting them to agree with him.
Yeah.
Jimmy Savile, if you listen to those episodes.
Jimmy Savile episodes
They're horrible.
They're absolutely terrible. What he did was terrible. I watched a documentary on that man.
It's so bad.
I watched a documentary on him, and now I'm listening to Behind the Bastards. He was a terrible human.
Here's the
1,000%.
Here's the quote from these six episodes or whatever from Behind the Bastards that really illustrates how bad everything really was with Jimmy Savile. The BBC, because Jimmy Savile worked with the BBC hand in hand, the BBC has admitted that he had at least 1,000 victims that he targeted at the BBC headquarters.
Yeah.
Like for context,
that's like 10% of the BBC.
Yeah.
Right?
For context, the man did coast to coast walking charity events where he would stay in hospitals and stay in like foster care homes. Okay, where the assumption is almost, but from what we know of him now, basically daily he had a new victim.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if the BBC is willing to admit that in the decades he worked with them, there was at least 1,000 victims he molested in the changing rooms at the BBC, the scale of this man's horror cannot truly be comprehended.
Right.
Like that's the level of evil this person is. Where was it going with that?
I don't know. If I was as drunk as you are, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Behind the Bastards. Just talk about Behind the Bastards. So that said...
I think I think that's a lesson to us in that if any of our topics stretch more than like 45 seconds, we're going to lose
up.
The thread.
No! My favorite. That, we call that a comrade anyway.
We need a timer that says, "All right, you're up. You didn't finish."
Yeah, pulling a comrade's normal.
Mm-hmm. You know, and not finishing is.
You might say I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Well, not finishing could be tantric.
I really hate the fact that I talk myself into forgetting what I was trying to say. It's so frustrating because I'm trying to illustrate why I'm going where I'm going, and then I don't know where I'm going at the end. What?
Huh? I'm sorry. Where are we?
Who are you?
We're in the bunker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, live from the bunker.
It's fine. Epstein.
Oh. We were talking about
Maria. Epstein. Yeah, we're talking about horrible people.
Horrible people.
And dirt. So Epstein... Yeah. Collects the dirt from other people to then use as leverage against the people that he was told to leverage it against, right?
I want to point out,
this
week, the White House released
the X-Files.
The UFO file.
I want to believe.
So all of this shit.
It is the X-Files. And my favorite part is, every time I see those, and there are all these videos and stuff like that, and my favorite part is... these aren't the Epstein files.
Yeah.
But are not the...
The crazy thing about all of these files is it's not like anybody has tried to explain it scientifically.
No.
It's just like, this light moved around and it was going faster than I was. Impossible.
And then my favorite part is on Threads, someone went, oh, and Brazil released theirs too. Oh my God, they're so... Cool. Everyone's an AI video of less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's like an alien spacecraft landing.
There's a whole thing about these lights on the moon.
So
lights on the moon.
Oh no, they're just shiny rocks on the moon.
So I'm gonna try to actually remember where I'm going with this anecdote. Okay,
and we're gonna try to dissuade you.
Good.
Give me your goal, and we'll get
you. Have you been to like an air show where they have F-16s and F-15s and things like that?
Yes. No, not F-15s.
I've been to air shows.
Yeah, fighter jets.
Okay, so one of the things.
Scraps is a boy dog.
Cool. Yeah. So one of the things about fighter jets that's really surprising if you've not been underneath one is that they are literally silent until they're on top of you and then they're past you.
Yeah. They're really fast. And,
like, they're crazy fast, but like, it's not the speed, it's the lack of noise until they're on top of you.
Well, that's because of the speed. That's the speed,
So I heard a story once where a dude was an F-16 test pilot, and he knew where people would camp around the Area 51 zone, and he would literally, he would intentionally fly real slow with full lights on at these camp zones, and then full afterburn straight up.
Yeah.
Just hard 90 straight up accelerating. And if you don't know what you're looking at, it looks like a UFO.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this test pilot was just screwing with campers looking for aliens.
Yeah, but there's a number of videos and, you know, from in-camera things.
I did it in under 45 seconds.
Nice.
Where there's a light flying around.
The comrade can always do it within 45 seconds.
It's like this camera, the light's moving with them, and then all of a sudden it zips the other way at twice the speed of sound. Right. It's like impossible. Right. It's like, did you ever think about what that might actually be as a light effect in terms of you just went past it?
Like a reflection on your windshield?
A reflection of something like that?
Yeah,
reflection
absolutely.
On the camera lens? No.
Now, as an individual who is part of one of the largest mass sightings in the United States in 1976... Mm. In Pennsylvania, it's in the Project Blue Book and all the other stuff. I saw shit that is unexplainable. Can I say that it was absolutely an alien spacecraft? No. Can I say that it was an unidentified thing in the air? Yeah. Can I say that the little dots flying around it that were military aircraft were tiny? Yes. But beyond that, I don't know what it was. Could have been anything.
So if we're going to go down this road a little bit.
No, we're not, because this is all a distraction from the fucking Epstein files that they have not released, and they're trying to put whatever
76?
They can.
Yeah.
78.
So the question of, is there alien life in the universe?
The odds are that there are.
The answer is yes. I'm rolling the dice on yes.
Yes. I'm on right? Yes.
Is that life in the same time frame as ours?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And is that life sending spacecraft to us?
No.
To investigate us in some way? I'm guessing no, because the distances are too great.
I am closer to interdimensional or intertemporal beings. That's where I am.
The second question is,
intertemporal.
Is would we be able to recognize them, and would they recognize us as intelligent life? And the answer to both of those is also no.
Yeah, also no. Yeah, yeah. Right. Interdimensional beings who are coming here from another dimension, just appearing and going, what the hell is up with these idiots?
But
right
also,
now?
if you're thinking about beings that live in five dimensions, so they can transverse time, right? Yeah. Are they going to even pay any attention to our measly blip of life in this?
It's I love this question.
Cosmic time frame, right? Because
we have not released the Epstein files.
Human life has been around for a couple hundred thousand years.
Yes, yeah.
Which is a millisecond.
So
cosmologically.
So what I love about this question is it's also a religion question.
Oh yeah,
right. Like okay, let's pretend there is a deity of some sort that has the capacity to monitor all of the universe all the time forever.
And he has the Epstein files.
And he has the Epstein files.
And he's read the Epstein files because he watched Epstein do his shit at the time.
Happened. He wrote the Epstein files.
He was in the room where it happened.
Aliens wrote the Epstein files.
And somehow this being cares about your kid's Little League soccer success.
Yeah.
Or watching you masturbate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He cares about your hairy palms.
Yeah.
Harry Palms?
And he thinks America is the best.
Yes.
Oh, right. He.
Somehow.
I assume they was he,
yeah,
but they're
somehow,
probably gender neutral.
Somehow this being will also have a second coming
in
the United States.
Well, you try hard
genuinely
enough.
Genuinely bizarre.
You try hard enough.
Hey, with enough refractory
coming.
Period,
the
anyone can have a second
The spirit is willing, but
coming.
The flesh is spongy and bruised.
Yeah. Hey, anybody can have a second coming with the greatest refractory period.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what Captain Kirk was talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. It's easier if you're under 20.
Yeah, yeah. Genuinely.
I didn't say it was impossible. I said it was easier.
Look, if that's all you're worried about, there's a whole body attached to that dick you're not using right.
Some of us have a young wife, and it's totally different.
I didn't. I just said it was easier. I didn't say it was impossible.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. It's weird. It's
great focus.
It's remember.
At 13, 8, 10 times was possible.
Oh. Oof. Oof. And remember,
flesh is spongy and bruised.
And remember, you go down the mountain, you go down the hill, and you you have sex with all of the sheep.
Yeah.
Instead of just one.
Avoid the ones with the paint on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you don't
know. That's a sheep joke. If you don't know, you don't know. No.
The New Zealanders are laughing, right?
Yeah, so I got so many. Yeah. NZ. There it is.